neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parshat Korach, that when Korach rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, we see the reaction of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was, he told them, Rab lachem b'nei Levi, it's enough. So now, Midrash brings that why Korach was so hot against Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. What happened? All of a sudden, he went against Moshe. What happened?
Because he has all those money and he's not, he doesn't have the kavod that Moshe has, so he wanted the kavod.
So the Gemara says, Ribbono Shel Olam never makes somebody in charge, a leader, unless he has a can of worm behind him.
No.
That means there's something going wrong as far as his profile. They call it Kupa Shel Sheratzim. If Allah, nobody will have the privilege to become the leader or in charge unless he has something missing in his profile. So now the question is, what Moshe had missing in his background? What was wrong with his background? Say? No. Unless he would not become a leader. It's a general formula. If you don't have something that is going on wrong, Hashem would not make you a leader. No, for everyone. Parnas, it doesn't only mean that in Bet Knesset. You follow? So what did he have wrong? No, more so. So what did he have wrong? Who did his Abba marry to? His aunt? Hashem Yach. Was he permitted to do this?
Yeah.
Has v'shalom.
They were not following the Torah.
I'm sorry?
They were not following Torah.
Not following Torah?
He's married before Sefer Torah. Yeah. I'm wrong.
But who said it's okay? It's okay?
It's okay, yes.
But Korach said it's not okay. So that's why he came. You know, your mother was not permitted to marry Amram. So that was one point. What else he had wrong in his background? When he came back from Midian, what did he do, Moshe? What did he do? Now, who was in charge before him? Aaron. Who was Aaron? His brother. So Korach said, you have no respect for your brother. All of a sudden, after 60 years, you come and take your brother's position. What kind of leader you are? So that's what exactly, I mean, there's a big list. But these are two main things. He said, you know, first of all, you're not from the kosher family. And second of all, you just come and grab your brother's position. You have no respect for him. You don't kavod for your older brother. What kind of attitude is this? So now, what did Moshe say? Rab lachem. What are you talking about? I didn't want even to come to Mitzrayim. Hashem pushed me. And not only that, my Abba married my mother before Torah. Before the Torah was given. And it's all my fault. Anyway, so now what did Hashem say? We see in Parshat Va'etchanan, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was pleading to Ribbono Shel Olam, let me go to Eretz Yisrael. Remember? 515 tefillot. So now all of a sudden, Hashem said, Rab lach al tosef. No. Enough. And he says, what happened here? Hashem told him, you remember you told the Bnei Levi, Rab lachem? You remember? Remember how you talk to them? That's why you talk to another Yehudi? You say, Basse, Jalad HaKuzani? You talk like this? Basse Shalom. So now, because Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom did not show manners to the Bnei Levi, Hashem, measure for the measure, told them, Rab Lach. Do you understand this?
Because as a leader, you have a certain responsibility that the people who are not behaving well to set an example for the other people.
Chazal Baruch. So here we learn, even though that you're a leader, even though you think you're doing a mitzvah, you're not permitted to disrespect anybody. Chazal Baruch.
Even Gora?
Even Gora. Now Korach is going to be a Kohen Gadol in Bet Shelishi. It's Sadir Katamar Yifrach. The last letter of this three words is Korach. Sadir Katamar Yifrach. So Rabbeinu Ari, Zechutom Maran Aleinu, he says that Bet Shelishi is going to be Kohen Gadol. So how can you talk to him Gadol like this? So he had a bad day. You know, he was not feeling well. But he's not permitted to talk to you like this. Even though that you're under pressure, under stress, you feel you've been disrespected, you're not permitted to talk to another. You said, Rabla, what kind of...
You have to have a Rabla.
Yeah, Rabbi very shy explains this. But for us, we have to be very cautious. The Chas V'Shalom, no matter what type of pressure we go through, we should not forget that Yehudi has a Selem Elohim. The dignity of Yehudi, you have to always be respected. And we see unbelievable thing. He told them, Rab Lach. Hashem told them, Rab Lach. He said, remember what you told Ben Levi? So now, because you disrespected them, exactly the same word he used, Hashem put it in his hand.
If the incident of the Korah didn't happen, so he wouldn't say Rab Lach to Korach. Hashem let him go. He wouldn't measure for measure. There is no condition of the measure for measure.
Yes, maybe you give him a discount. But the point matter here is Hashem was very harsh with him. He could negotiate with him. But we see here, unfortunately, he lost it.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.